Ravoba has a fascinating Ha'ora in his Sefer they printed Shurim from him on Sefer Shmois. They point out the Rashi says in this week's Parsha, we have the Torah writes about the Korban Tamid. And Rashi says that it's called Tamid. The Chor Tamid means constant. It's not constant, it's only twice a day. So Rashi says the fact that it's every day, that's called Tamid. So the definition of Tamid doesn't mean every moment, where we think that something is there constantly, but it means it's there regularly. It's there regularly, but that's also a form of being constant. So he says if we can take that idea and apply it to the world of a masmid, the person of a masmid is a person who is tamid. So a masmid doesn't mean a person who is there all the time. It means a person who is there regularly. He's kavua. He's kavua. You know, you can rely on the fact that the person is going to be there. So the definition of a masmid isn't necessarily a person who's in base medrash all the time, because sometimes a person can't be in base medrash all the time for whatever reason. The definition of a masmid is a person who is in base medrash. He's kavua to be in base medrash. You can rely on him that he will be there when he's supposed to be there. Whether it's an hour a day, whether it's 12 hours a day, it doesn't make a difference. The point is not the time, the point is the kviyas. That's his aura. This aura from Rav Chaim Volozhin has a little bit of a different connection to the definition of a masmid. A masmid is a person who uses his 60 minutes in an hour. So saying the point of a masmid isn't necessarily the amount of hours that you do. Again, the same point, it's not the amount of hours, but it's what you do with those hours. The person understands, so maybe it's also an element of kviyas. The kviyas being that when a person is there, he's kavua in what he's doing. Not just kavua to be there, but when he's in it, he's in it. He's kaveya himself. He defines himself. He's like a person is. You have a kviya suda. You're kaveya the suda. Right? So over here, he's kaveya is learning. Kaveya is learning means that the person has created a real state of being of learning. A person's kavua in a mitzvah. That when he's in the mitzvah, he focuses. Part of our challenge, part of the challenges we have in our society is the concept of the pizra nefesh, that our minds are flying, we have so many different things we have to do. So when we're doing something, we're not focused in on it. We're interacting with our spouses, we're not focused in on that. We're interacting with our children, we're not focused in on that. We're davening, we're not focused in on that. We're learning, we're not focused in on that. Whatever we're doing, because there's something else I have to think about. And if I'm not organized for sure, so then, I have to remember it. I'm afraid I'm going to forget it, so we'll write it down. I wrote it down, I forgot where to put the paper. So the world of kviyas is that world of having that, when I'm doing, finding a way that when I'm in something, I'm in it. I put myself into that reality, and then from that reality, that kviyas, it creates a tremendous chashivas of the mice that I'm doing, and then I go on to the next thing. So both elements of kviyas, the fact that it's regular and reliable, that he's kavua, that he's always going to be there, the time he's supposed to be there. And when he's there, he's kavei himself in it, as opposed to allowing himself to be semi-distracted into other things. Both those are the elements of the tamid, the Torah defines a tamid, and that's the definition of a masmid. Have a good Shabbat.